This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trade talk on the table this morning. Nothing titillates quite like trade talk. This whole Paul Skeens thing that erupted in the last 2 weeks. Why don't I throw that one back at you? This is all precipitated by the Jonnu Smith rumors report from Adam Schefter that the Steelers have at least inquired about the Dolphins tight end, a former Arthur Smith guy in Tennessee and Atlanta. Apparently Artie is really high on this guy from one Smitty to another. Right, Limits?
That's right. The Smith family.
Limits is taking all kinds of heat for his horrible takes in the first segment, and he's taking it well. So we're swapping trade questions. Listen, the Skeens thing basically took over sports talk and everything else over the past couple of weeks with Jeff Passan and Ken Rosenthal addressing that, and now Jim Bowden over at The Athletic looking at different packages. And obviously it's a topic because it's the Pirates for all the reasons we all know. They're not going to pay him when that time comes, very likely. He's going to be a $500 million player, very likely. And they have shortcomings, to put it mildly, offensively. And the package, for example, that Washington got for Juan Soto, I mean, if that were to come true for the Pirates, you'd be crazy at least not to think about it. It's kind of like the Tomlin thing. Like, you have to listen. I mean, if I told you they were going to trade Skeens tomorrow and were guaranteed to get a guy like James Wood for the Nationals, a 6'7 slugger who is pounding the ball this year, might be an all-star, a starting shortstop who makes an all-star team already early in his career, and a guy who would lead the league in strikeouts per nine like Mackenzie Gore is doing. Obviously, you think about that. My preference is to continue to watch Paul Skeens and try to build around him. Because I think when you have that piece along with other starting pitching, you are by definition not that far away. That's my preference, but I'm listening on anything. You, Limits?
I'll listen. I don't know how open I am to, you know, the idea of it, but I would definitely listen to what people have to say. I think you have to listen.
When do you become open to the idea of it, knowing you're not going to sign him anyway?
If somebody absolutely blows me away with an offer that I never expected.
When? I mean, two years from now? Or
yeah, 2 years from now. I'm not ready to give Skeens up just for the effect that I think it would probably be the worst PR nightmare in the history of this franchise, and that included trading Andrew McCutchen. You know, like, if Skeens were to go now after, what, a year of debuting May 11th last year, he plays 1 year in Pittsburgh, that would be a very difficult pill to swallow, and I just truly do not believe that you'd be able to get the maximum value for him right now, unless somebody completely blows your socks off that you never expected.
I was with you right till then. This would be the time you would get maximum value.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You sneezed on the mic.
You would never get more value than right now. Ever for him. And I wouldn't do it either. I want to watch the guy pitch. And it doesn't take that much to get into the playoffs. I mean, last year they were in the conversation in mid-August. They're not that far because it's not that hard to be in a 7-team playoff race. You know what I mean?
Right. But can you really get the most value right now? I mean, considering what the Nationals got for Soto with just two years and considering some of the other deals that have been made, like,
wait a second.
5 years of control for Paul Skeens.
That's why. That's why you get the most value for him.
Yeah, that's why if it's not above a Soto-type return in terms of the prospect capital you're getting back, I don't do it.
Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365, fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. If you have a trade topic question for me, Limits, please proceed.
Joe, it's going to be a huge question once camp begins. The status of TJ Watt's contract and what ultimately happens. He wants a new deal. He's probably going to want Myles Garrett money, if not more. Would you, if conversations get a little bit dicey, consider trading TJ Watt as he's in his 30s?
Yes. And I would have already done it, though. That's the thing. Because then you, although they did sort of accent their draft with an interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pick there with Sawyer, and they have Herbig, and they have Highsmith. But here's the thing. You know my take on this. I think that the Steelers should have positioned the organization to take a step back this season, and maybe they still will, even if they bring in Aaron Rodgers. I'm not paying TJ Watt that kind of money into his 30s. I'm just not. This hasn't worked as far as team-wise. Having a great, all-time great player like that, they've been unable to build around him to the point where they've won anything of significance in TJ Watt's entire career. I think you get to the point where it's going to be diminishing returns on him. And more to the point, we just talked about Skeens, this might be the last time you would be able to trade TJ Watt. This is like, you know, Malkin in 2019 or so. Like, all right, if you're going to keep him, cool. But if you want to get that kind of value coming back, like a gigantic package coming back, this would be the only time you'd get it. I'm not saying you're guaranteed it anyway, but if you were ever going to get it, it would have to be this offseason. To me, it would make sense, and the return could help you get what you really need, which is a franchise quarterback.
What do you think that they could get back for TJ Watt? I think it was Steve Palazzolo, correct me if I'm wrong, that said that he thinks they'd only get about a second-round pick back for Watt.
He's crazy. That's what I would say to
that.
Yeah,
with the PM guys.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
I could list for you a half dozen teams that are a TJ Watt away from a Super Bowl that would absolutely give up a free. Let me go back here.
Like the Lions, I think, should easily give up a first round pick for Watt if they wanted him.
Especially I would
with
say so.
Hutchinson coming off of his injury.
Yeah. I mean, we all remember the Khalil Mack trade. I don't know that involved teams that were close to the Super Bowl, but that brought back. Well, here's the Von Miller trade. Now, Von Miller, even in 2022, was, you know, starting to fade. So what did the Broncos traded Miller to the Rams? What did they get here? For second and third round picks. I think TJ Watt, I mean, Von Miller was not a defensive player of the year candidate in 2022. TJ Watt still is.
Right. Like you're not going to get the Khalil Mack
trade. So if you got a second and third, you're going to get a first round pick for TJ Watt.
I think so. Like the Khalil Mack trade, you're not going to get that, which he was 27. The Raiders got.
How old is Watt?
Two first round picks and
30?
I'm just going to check to make sure when his birthday
was. I wouldn't rule that out. I wouldn't rule that out at all.
Yeah, he's 30. He'll turn 31 during the season.
Teams get very, very desperate when they get close to his. All right, Limits. Do we have one more trade question or are we done?
No, we could throw one more trade question out there. Would you, Joe, consider trading to the highest bidder, Tristan Jarry or Ryan Graves?
Listen, anything I could do to get rid of those contracts, you do. Those are attached guys. Like, you know, I'll trade you Brian Rust, who I would consider, if I'm the Penguins, I consider trading anyone and everyone except Sidney Crosby. And I hope we're not afraid to ask that question, Limits. Maybe that's the biggest
Sidney
one
Crosby?
Of all.
I'm not touching that one.
Why not?
You're not trading Sidney Crosby.
Well, here's the way I would phrase the question. Should Sidney Crosby want to be traded?
Given what we know about Sidney Crosby, no. Because his mentality, what he wants to be that quote-unquote one helmet type of guy, just like Mario was. If I'm Sidney Crosby, I don't want to give that up because I know my legacy is cemented here as a top five player of all time.
Wouldn't your legacy be cemented here if you went to Colorado and chased a cup anyway?
Yeah, but what? He's not Raymond Bourque. It hasn't won and was traded at the very end and won
but
it. Like,
wouldn't
Sid won his cups.
But wouldn't his legacy be cemented here no matter what he did?
Yes, it would. So you think that he should do something like Brady and basically, or at least the idea is out there, to leave and then prove, like, I am still incredible.
Yeah, I would think about it. But you're right. Sidney Crosby should be able to do whatever he wants to do. That's number one. If he wants to be traded, then you work with him and try to get him to a place where he can go win. I don't think he does want to be traded. I do think that the legacy thing is important to him.
Very.
But, man, if this gets worse and you have another long season and hockey seasons are endless, I can tell you I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him. Well, maybe that's the best way to phrase the question. Would you blame Sidney Crosby if he wanted to go to Colorado or somewhere?
No.
Me neither.
I wouldn't blame him.
I just don't think
that's the person that Sid is. You know, we're talking about statue,
you're implying,
one of the best of all time.
You're implying that there would be something wrong with that. When you say that's not the person that Sid is, you're implying there that there would be something questionable about asking to get out of Pittsburgh.
No, what I'm saying is I think Sid is just a very loyal person. He's loyal to the organization.
Asking for a trade at this point, would you then question his loyalty?
No, I just think that he is a Penguin lifer, just like Mario was, and wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I don't think there's even a thought in his mind of wanting to be anywhere else.
If he did want to be somewhere else after, let's say, another year if it gets even worse, you wouldn't blame him.
Again, I would not blame him, no.
Okay.
I just don't think that it's in him where that is going to be something that actually does happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. But man, things can change with losing. Losing takes a toll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.